From the leading personal injury and workers' compensation lawyers of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg, this is the Chicago Injury Alert.
Welcome to the Chicago Injury Alert. Effects are linked to birth injuries. The use of the antidepressant Effexor by pregnant women has been linked to birth injuries. Effexor, introduced in 1993, was the first serotonin-norepinephrine reuptake inhibitor antidepressant, as distinguished from the more common selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. The FDA approved the drug for treatment of anxiety and depression, and by 2007, there were 17.2 million prescriptions written annually. Wyeth Pharmaceuticals, the drug's manufacturer, was acquired by Pfizer in 2009. A generic version of the drug was approved for sale in 2010. Studies have linked Effexor to many side effects, ranging from relatively mild, such as weight gain and fatigue, to serious risks, such as suicide ideation and birth injuries. Birth injuries linked to Effexor include spina bifida, atrial or ventricular septal defects, clubfoot, heart murmurs, and persistent pulmonary hypertension of the newborn. The drug has also been linked to spontaneous miscarriages. Such injuries have led to a number of lawsuits. The first lawsuit was filed in February 2012, with two more lawsuits following the same year. The first lawsuit was filed by a woman who claimed Effexor caused a fatal heart defect in her daughter. Her daughter was born in February 2010 with a malformed aorta, among other defects. The child died soon after birth. According to the lawsuit, the drug's manufacturer knew or should have known of the risks and failed to warn consumers. Guilty plea in first felony vehicular manslaughter by bicycle. A San Francisco cyclist who fatally struck a 71-year-old pedestrian has pleaded guilty to a felony vehicular manslaughter charge, believed to be the first conviction of its kind in the United States, according to prosecutors. The cyclist was riding downhill in March 2012 when he struck a pedestrian who was crossing a crowded intersection with his wife in San Francisco's Castro District. The man died of his injuries 4 days later. Witnesses said the cyclist ran a red light before the bicycle accident, which was the deciding factor in charging him with a felony. The cyclist also ran two other red lights and a stop sign. An investigation revealed that the cyclist was using a GPS-based application called Strava, which can record how fast a cyclist rides a certain route. A conviction for felony vehicular manslaughter can carry a sentence of up to 6 years in prison under California law, while a misdemeanor violation carries a sentence of up to 1 year. The plea agreement was reached after the victim's son said he did not want the cyclist to be incarcerated for his father's death. Bicycle accidents are common and can involve serious injury or death, usually for the cyclist in a collision with a motor vehicle. According to data for 2010, for every 1,000 people commuting to work in Chicago by bicycle, about 109 were involved in an accident. Nationwide, there were 618 cycling deaths and 52,000 injuries in 2010. There were 24 cycling deaths in Illinois that year, five of which were in Chicago. There were 3,464 cycling injury crashes caused in 2010. 1,566 were in Chicago.
This podcast may be freely shared in its original format but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Listening and or subscribing to the Chicago Injury Alert will not create an attorney-client relationship. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. This podcast is property of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg of Chicago, Illinois. All rights reserved.